This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players, as you can see, are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these teams is going to have an opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, are you ready? Let's go play Starcade. Nice audience here in the studio. Welcome to you at home. Time to play Starcade. You got a couple of hot teams here today. Let's meet them right away. On my right, I have...
Danny. Hi, my name is Danny Callahan. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Taylor Intermediate School. My hobbies are video games and playing sports.
You know, whenever I ask a name, I get an awful lot of information. That's great, Danny. Nice to meet you. Who's this next to you?
This is my uncle.
Your uncle? Uncle? What's your name, uncle?
I have a name. My name is Tim Jones.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. I live in Burlingame, California. I work for a major oil company as a service engineer, and some of my hobbies are playing guitar and singing.
Okay, and I hope video games too, arcade games. All right, you guys, good luck to your team. And I have here...
My name is Charlene Segura. I'm 13 years old, and I attend Justin Siena High School.
Yeah, and what are your hobbies, Char?
I like watching football and playing video games and working with computers.
Okay, who'd you bring with you?
I brought my father.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Cliff Sugawara, and I'm a grocery clerk up in the wine country, Napa Valley.
Now, I understand from you, Cliff, that you've got some arcade games in your grocery, and you play them every day. Is that right?
That's true.
All right. Watch out for Cliff. All right. Those are our two teams. Our contestants, as you know, are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one on team here is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Moon Patrol. Team, shake hands, if you will, please. Get ready, head over to your podiums, and as they go over to the podiums, Kevin will talk about, right over to the podiums, please. Thank you, Tim. Kevin will tell us about today's five games.
Jeff, today on Starcade, we'll go below ground, over roads, through space, and underwater to find our winner. In the first slot, we have Zookeeper, keeping those animals under control. Next, it's Calypso, going fishing underwater. In the middle, it's Sinistar. He's mean and hungry. Then, Change Lanes, a race for King of the World, and Dig Dug, down under and digging. Jeff?
Okay, I have some good games there today. Five games. Both teams had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, one of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Whichever team picks that in the first three games is going to get a valuable prize. Kevin right now will whisper to our home audience. He'll tell them what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Calypso.
Okay, they've got that. Now, I have a question for you. Your team's ready?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer it correctly, you pick the first game. In the game Xevious, the player is A, the Earthling, B, the Alien. Tim and Danny.
The Earthling.
The Earthling, right you are. Good for you. Okay, Danny, what are we going to play here?
We'll play Calypso.
You got the mystery game right off the bat. All right. Danny and Tim get a prize, and Kevin will tell us about it, Kev.
It's Explore Computerized Chess by Sisies, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve mate in four problems, has a sensory board, it's easy to use and portable. Explore Chess by Sisies.
All right. Kind of a nice way to start the day. Now the game is Calypso, so Kev will explain Calypso to us. Kevin?
Well, Tim and Danny, one of you is Frogman, able to dive to astounding depths to find and recover treasure long since forgotten in the deep. On your mission, you'll be met by invincible crabs that you must outwit, but the fish can be speared for a tasty meal later. You're Frogman, not quite able to leap tall buildings, but you're pretty good underwater in Calypso.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Danny, you pick Calypso, right?
Yeah, and my uncle's gonna play it.
Oh, I see. What's the strategy behind that?
Well, I think he's a little bit better than I am.
At Calypso?
Yeah.
Tim, you're about to have a good time. This is Calypso. I'm not very good at this, so I can't give you too many hints. I can tell you this, though, and you guys might want to listen, too. The crabs are faster going up and down. You're faster as a frogman going sideways and diagonally, so that's the best way to escape from them. And when you shoot, you can't swim. And when you swim, you can't shoot. So that's you got to watch out for that, okay?
That's right. You got it right.
Do I have it? You must be a Calypso player.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, we'll see how this is done. Okay, you have 50 seconds. Turn around. Danny, right over here, if you will, please. Get ready. Get set. Play. Gotcha. Got you again. 40 seconds. Got the treasure, good for you. Oh, they jumped down there in 25 seconds.
Oh!
Well, now, you got down to the treasure anyway, and I can't quite see your score, but we'll total that up and let you know in just a few seconds. I'm sure the people at home saw. And you're a Calypso player, say?
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, head on back. Here comes Shar and Cliff. This is a tough game. I think it's a tough game anyway. Who's playing this one?
She is.
Shar, you are. Okay. You heard the hints that I gave?
Yes, I did.
You saw how much good they did, Tim?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how much good they do you. If you're ready, there's 50 seconds right over here. Cliff, get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Great, 30 seconds. Oh, all right, you have plenty of time, 20 seconds. Okay. Oh, boy, going for the treasure. 10 seconds. She's got it. Can she get back? Terrific, Shar. Boy, are you a Calypso player? That's wonderful. Okay, Clifford, you guys wait here just a second. That's it. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. Stay with us.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Moon Patrol. You'll be cruising on the moon, firing on low-flying saucers and lunar rocks that litter the surface, using your anti-gravity button to jump over those hazardous craters. Moon Patrol, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now, back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. Well, let's see where we are in the scores. Danny, you picked Calypso. Little did we know that Shar was a Calypso expert, and boy, did she play it well. Let's see what happened. Tim and Danny have a grand total of 900 points.
All right.
Cliff and Shar, you're sitting with 3,229. Boy, a lot of points there. Of course, Tim and Danny, they're in the lead, but there is another game here. Maybe we'll have better luck on that. Total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. All right, I have another question for you. Hands on buzzers. Here we go. In the second screen of Wacko, the little creatures can be zapped, A, anytime, or B, only after all the big creatures have been zapped. Cliff and Shar.
B.
B, only after all the big creatures have been zapped. Right,
you are.
Right. Well, you have the advantage for sure. Not that you need it at this point, but you have it. What game are we going to play, Shar?
Dig Dug.
Dig Dug. Dig Dug it is. We'll ask Kevin to tell us about that. Kev?
You could have had a job in a nice, clean office, but no, you had to go underground, and now you're just a little bit blue from holding your breath, but you are dedicated, digging those tunnels, clearing out those monsters by dropping rocks, getting a bonus by having a veggie snack, pumping up those nasties, Puka and Figar, till they explode, or just hitting the pump once or twice to escape. This is one dirty job, Dig Dug, but you asked for it.
All right, looks like from the way you're standing, Clifford, you're going to play it?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, is Dig Dug, is that one of the arcade games you have in your grocery store?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, looks like that's a pretty good bonus for you. You should probably tell me how to play then. What's your strategy?
Took a lot of quarters.
Yeah, I bet. What's your strategy?
My strategy?
Yeah. Well, maybe you don't want to tell them. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to try and just shoot them.
Okay, shoot him. Well, that's not going to work too well in Dig Dug. You have to pump him up and Dig Dug. Yeah, okay.
Right.
You've been playing this with your eyes open, have you, Cliff?
I've been trying.
All right. You pump up Figar horizontally, you get more points. Try to get the monsters, if you can, if you're really good at it, to follow you and drop a boulder on them and get really extra points, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, good luck to you, Clifford. Over here, Shar, if you will. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Boy, he knows how to play this for sure. 25 seconds. Uh-oh. 15 seconds. A little bit of trouble along the way, Cliff, but you did pretty well. Head on back, Shar and Cliff, and here come Dan and Tim. All right, Danny, looks like you're going to play this one, huh?
Yep.
All right, I think he left you a little room there to make up some points. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to try as hard as I can.
Okay, we wish you good luck. Right over here, Tim, please. You get set, Danny. This is Dig Dug. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Killed yourself. It'll reset. 30 seconds. Oh, 5 hours. Good. 20 seconds. Can you get him? Oh. 30 seconds. Maybe a chance for a couple more points at sea. $1,550. Danny, a valiant try. Not too bad. Head on back with Tim. All right. We're going to total up all the scores. Both of you had a chance to play Calypso and Dig Dug, and now one team is going to play for a very special prize. We total up the scores in both games. See who's going to get to play the name of the game board. Tim and Danny, you have $3,450. Cliff and Shar, you have $6,819. All right. Down here, Cliff and Shar, we'll play the name of the game board. Now, behind you, we're going to show you four video games. So all you have to do is name them. If you name them, you get a prize. Would you like to know what it is?
Sure will.
Would you like to know who's going to tell us?
Oh, why not take a guess? Okay. How about Kevin?
Yes. Right you are, and for 3 out of 4, you'll win Lasonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a 3-speaker system, a great companion at parties from Lasonic. And for all 4 correct, it's a beautiful jeweled pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers, with over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
All right, those are the prizes in store for you. Before you turn around, I have to find out some. Who's going to start?
Yeah. I am.
You go first, then you're second, third, and fourth, okay? Yeah. All right, turn around, take a look. Up in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Tasmania or Manhattan?
Tasmania.
Right you are. Number 2 on the right, Cliff, centipede or millipede?
Centipede.
Right, that's 2. In the middle, Shar, Star Trek or Stargate?
Stargate.
Stargate is right, doing great. Number 4, is that Wacko or Monster Bash? Hold it. No, Shar, you gave him the answer. So we have to disqualify that. That was for Cliff only. So you got 3 out of 4. Turn around, please. Okay, 3 out of 4 isn't bad. You know you get the radio cassette player. He has to go. See that? All right, we'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade and see if the team of Tim and Danny can catch up to Shar and Cliff. Okay, welcome back. Well, Tim and Danny have had some trouble here with Cliff and Shar, but there are some games up there that score really high points, and about 3,000 points separating you in Starcade is really not a lot of points. This is round 2. There's only 1 game left to play, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores in all the games, and we see who is going to get a chance to win Moon Patrol. So if you're ready, well, I have a question for you. All set?
Yes.
All right. In the game Puyan, how do the wolves get down from the trees? A, they jump down, or B, they float down holding balloons? Cliff
B,
and Shar.
They float down holding balloons.
Right you are!
All right, Shar. Okay. All right. right.
That means you get to choose the game. What are we going to play?
Change Lanes.
Change Lanes. Now, that is a game where you can really score a lot of points. We'll see what happens. Tell us about Change Lanes, Kev.
This planet is car crazy. On this world, the leader is chosen by how well he drives. Some say that's the superior method of choosing a leader to all the others used in the galaxy. This is the ultimate test for any challenger to world leadership. The rules are simple. There are none. Except the old one, keep off the grass, drive on the road, or drive in the river. It's all the same. Reach the 9th checkpoint and foil them all and become the new supreme king of the world in Change Lanes. But beware of forces loyal to the present king. They've mined the river, and they are circling in jets. It's Change Lanes.
All right, Cliff and Char and Tim and Danny. Everybody here at Starcade has their favorite game, and they play, and everybody has each one of us has high scores on certain games. I happen to have the high score on Change Lanes. So I'm going to tell you some information about it, and Dan and Tim, you listen too. When you start off, if you get right over into the river, you can pick up those 5,000 bonus points as they come down, and you can slow your car down a little bit and speed it up and pick them up. Then get back on the road and get to the finish so you get the bonus for finishing on that road. Same thing with the pylons when that comes up. Into the river, back on the road again for some extra bonus points. Now, if that's right. You got to make a turn really fast. If that's too tough for you, don't try it. But if you really need the points, as Tim and Danny do, that's something you might want to go for. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. We wish you good luck. Char's going to play. 40 seconds to play Change Lanes. You all set, Char?
Yeah, I am.
Ready? Get set. Play. We get you some fuel here. Here we go. Missed the river. Seconds. Good run. You got a 40,000 point bonus there. 10 seconds. Oh, crash. 110,415. Nicely driven, Char. Good score. Head on back. 110,415. Here come Tim and Danny. Danny. Don't start driving yet, Dan. Looks like you're the guy who's going to do it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, is Danny doing it for the team? You heard my advice before?
Yep.
If you can follow it, that's good advice. If you can't, just do the best you can.
Yeah, I'll try.
Here we go. Good luck to both of you. Danny, get set behind the wheel. Tell me when you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
Okay, get ready. Get set. Play. There goes the fuel. Watch the grab. Picking up those points. Right on to the finish. Oh, back in the river. I'm running out of time. Way to go, Danny. Head on back, Danny and Tim. All right. Well, we're going to add up the scores in all the games, and one team here is going to have a chance to go for Moon Patrol. Let's see if Tim and Danny caught up. Tim and Danny, you have 116,391. Cliff and Shar, you have 117,234. Well, you
close.
Just made it by about 1,000 points. They caught up, but not enough. And that means
thanks.
Cliff and Char, you guys are the champions. Good. Congratulations to you. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
And Tim and Danny, listen, it's been nice to know you were a good player, Danny.
Thanks.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Tim, you too.
Thank you.
All right, we have some
thank
nice gifts for you for being here on Starcade. And a special gift for Cliff and Char, and Kevin will tell us about it.
You've won RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can even talk. From RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Maybe you can even teach it to bag those groceries for you, Cliff. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment to find out if they can take Moon Patrol home with them. And welcome back to Starcade. Our champions are Clifford and Char, and now is a chance to win your own video arcade game today. It's Moon Patrol. There's still two games left unplayed, Zookeeper and Sinistar. During the commercial break, we told you if you picked Zookeeper, you'd have to score at least 4,125 points. If you pick Sinistar, you'd have to score at least 3,700 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. You made your choice, did you?
Yes, I did.
What'd you pick?
Zookeeper.
I can tell by the way you're saying you're going to play it, huh, Char?
Yes, I am.
Kevin will tell us about Zookeeper while we go over and get ready to play the game.
They give me hardly anything to work with, and I am only one man, but I do my best to keep those animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage because they are hungry and they keep chomping away at it, and only the net can help once they've escaped. Until that net comes, I can only run and jump over them. But that does give me points, so do the goodies that appear, and only the animals are the danger. And I can spend a moment with my sweet Zelda if I can reach her without falling or being zonked by a coconut. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Now, Char, after all the good playing you've done today, you're not starting to tense up, are you?
A little.
Oh, now just relax. Nothing to it. All you need to score is 4,125 points. That's the good news. The bad news is you only have 30 seconds to do it.
Okay,
you'll do it, though, I'm sure, and you'll take Moon Patrol home with you. We're all rooting for you, particularly Clifford. Okay, Cliff, you're here. Char, you get ready. 30 seconds to go. 4,125 points. Get ready. Get set. Play. Okay, here we go. Tough luck there, Mr. Cup of the Soft Drinks. Well, listen, Char, you're a great champion anyway. You're a heck of a player. You are too, Cliff.
Thank you.
Player. Nice to have had you here on Starcade. You're our big winners of the day.
All right.
Some people wishing to congratulate this, Jeff Edwards. I'll see you on the next Starcade. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.